Emergency committees are being set up at Britain's major ports to make sure that cargoes keep moving. Major Oliver Smedley, a former vice president of the Liberal Party executive, was remanded at Saffron Walden in Essex, charged with the murder of Mr. Reg Calvert, head of the pirate radio station Radio City. A team of Essex detectives has gone out to Radio City, based in a disused army fort off the Kent coast, following a complaint that a boarding party had taken it over on Monday. There will be interviews from the fort in Radio Newsreel. Three British tourists were killed and 15 injured when a Belgian... Shivering Sands off the Kent coast. A party of police are said to be on their way out to the wartime fort there, following reports that the pirate radio station on it, Radio City, had been taken over by a boarding party. Our reporter, Tom Mangold, managed to get aboard himself this afternoon, and he spoke first to one of the resident crew.
Paul Elvey, you're in charge of Radio City at the moment. Now tell me, what's been happening here?
Well, early Monday morning, around about 3:30, we were awoken by a very large tug standing by, and many people, more than 15 people, led by three people, two men and a woman. Two of these people I have seen before, and these people gave us many excuses for their presence. One of the excuses was that they were putting some men aboard for our own protection. And later it came out that they wanted to immobilize both our transmitters. They did this, and...
Was any violence used at all?
No, there was no violence used, but they came very close to it. They wouldn't allow us to go into the studio or to various parts of the building. They just pushed us out. I did see one man with a gun, although they did deny this, naturally. And
what's happened since they arrived? Are you living in harmony now?
Well, we've got to, really. We've tried very hard to be friendly with these people. After all, we're grossly outnumbered. All these men are very big, tough men. So we decided to try and be as amiable as possible. We gave them water because they had none. We gave them cooking facilities because they had none. And we also gave them some spare beds.
What's the next move?
Well, we're waiting for instructions from London, but obviously we can't do very much because we're so outnumbered.
Otherwise, it's just everybody's living together here and waiting for somebody to make the next move.
Well, yes, precisely. We don't know what's happening, and neither do these invaders.
Fine. Thank you. Now, you're one of the men who came aboard. Tell me, who are you and why did you come?
Well, my name is Elf. We were engaged as driggers to report to Terrace Pier at 11:30 that night. We were coming down, as far as we knew, we were coming down to do a normal rigging job. Well, after we got well down the river, we were informed then that what we were actually for was to come aboard here and stand by and protect these people's equipment. And when...
Protected against what?
Protected. He said that it was his gear and he was going to take it ashore when he got permission from the shore people.
This is the man who hired you.
That's it.